We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praises, all the adoration, all the thanksgiving. For you are worthy of our praises, O Lord. And praise is comely unto you from your redeemed. We appreciate your wonderful fatherly cares. By this time of last week, we are preparing to move down to Ajebo for the convention. Today it is history. Today it is past. Thank you for your almighty protection over your people, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Lord, your cares over your people. You frustrated every wicked plans of the enemy. You turned the counsel of the enemy to foolishness and to nothingness. Thank you for glorifying your name in that convention. Thank you for the power of your word that set the captives free. Thank you for deliverances you wrought. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healings in diverse ways. We are very, very grateful unto you. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for refilling. Oh Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for watching over our lives, our properties, even our homes, oh Lord, in our absence. We thank you. We are still alive this day by your mercy and by your grace. Thank you for granting Johnny Masters back to your people, to their various destinations. To God be the glory. We have come this evening, Heavenly Father, for this meeting, prayer meeting. Lord, wherever your people are gathered, all over the country, in all the nations, may your presence be there, O Lord. Lord, help us to believe. And we pray that you walk upon us, O Lord. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the hymns and choruses that were sung. Thank you for the special number that was rendered. I appreciate you for the blessings. Lord, we commit this aspect to us. Will you take absolute control? Take me as a man out of the way. Lord Jesus, we have gathered unto your word, not unto man. May you manifest your presence. May you glorify your name. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of revelation. Lord, if there be anyone here, O Lord, who have not yet made his or mine right before you, may you take absolute control. Speak to our hearts, O Lord. For your servants, your children, we are listening. Thank you, our Master. May your word do our souls good, Lord. Father, we thank you. Those that are on their way coming, may you minister to their needs, hasten their footsteps down safely. Those who listen online, may your blessing be their portion also. Thank you, our Master. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us to be able to pray. Our hearts are full of joy and gladness. Help us, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Shall we turn in our hymn book to hymn 91? Hymn 91. I said 91. I said 91. Yes. Let's see with understanding. Let's see with revelation. Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I pray that water is holy for you. I've started in Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I pray that Christ, whatever others do, I think that way with the most despised view. I'm going through Jesus. Together. Oh, there are many who stand in the race, but with the light refuse to keep pace. Others accept it because it is new, but not very many expect. I'd rather walk with Jesus alone. Happy Lord. Like Jacob has told, scriptures? Shall we please read from the scriptures while we are here standing? We are still on our subject. Matthew chapter 3. From verses 10 to 15. And now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And he baptize you with water unto repentance. For he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus he becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Amen. The Lord bless his word this evening into our heart. Shall we please be seated? The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to continue with our topic, which we have been for some time now. That is, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Last time we spoke about Daniel, one of the Hebrew children, taken to Babylon, a strange land, as captive, the rest of the Jews, because of their transgression against the word of the Lord, against his law, against his commandment, against his statutes, against his ordinances. And God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah that they would be in Babylon for 70 years. And remember, the prophet made us to know that he was a young man of the age between 12 and 14. Amen. But he made a clear-cut decision while in a foreign land that he was not going to divide himself with the king's meat and with the king's drinks. Then his companions with him, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they took the same stand with him. But remember that Daniel was a prophet. Only a handful of people within the prophet said. And we spoke about him the other time. We don't need to repeat that. But this is laid in my heart just to admonish us within this short time, this evening, before we go to prayer, into prayer again rather. We want to look at the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, may God help us. We have just gone through series of sermon for about 16 Sundays that the servant of God brought as a teaching to us about the revelation of the man of sin. Praise the Lord. Remember that Daniel, when the decree was given, because they wanted to find fault with him against the king of the kingdom, which they could not find against him, they said, okay, because of the his God that he's serving. And they went to the king and said, you should make a decree that nobody should pray or to any other God, but ask petition from the king for 3 good weeks. The king was trapped in there. And when Daniel knew that this decree was made against him, as usual, he went to his house. He was not ashamed. He opened the windows, pulled up the shutters, the curtains, we would say, and knelt down as usual and pray three times. And the people came to watch it. When they saw that, you know, he was praying to the Almighty God, then he went back to the king. Have thou not made a decree that within 3 weeks nobody should ask any petition from any other person except from you, king? He said, yes. Don't forget that the decree of the Persians, which cannot be altered. Any man's decree can be altered. It is only God's word that cannot be altered. The prophet said here, the king kept his word. And now Daniel to be thrown into lion's den. Hungry lions, starved. And when he was thrown into the lion's den, God also kept his promise. Brother, give us this. Possessing the enemy's gate. 59:11-08. Please, quickly. Because of this time we have before us. So Daniel possessed the gate of his enemies. Paragraph 26, please. Thank you. Then there were 3 more towns. Listen to this, church. Then there were 26. Then there were 3 more down there who had pledged themselves loyal to the cause, who were truly Abraham's seed, and that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were put to the test. And the people in the kingdom where they were living, the king said, if you do not bow when you hear the harp are playing and the trumpets are sounding, if you do not bow to our religion and get away from the things that you are standing for. Amen. What are they standing for? The word of the living God. And you all wait anyhow. You don't have manners. You don't have to even behave. You are feeble. You have experience. Listen. Your religion is no more than anybody else. Listen to the prophet. Don't we hear all that? Don't we hear that all the time? But the religion of Jesus Christ is different. The power of his resurrection is different. We are a different people. A peculiar people. A royal priesthood. God makes the difference. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The religion of Jesus is different because Jesus rose from the dead. Any other religion and their founders, they are no more today. Is that right? We all know that. But the religion of Jesus is completely different. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us a blessed hope. That whatever we are passing through here, whatever we will suffer here, one of these days it will soon be over. Amen. But when they say, you have to become one of us, we all know what happened. Nebuchadnezzar erected an image
so high. And why? And to all the people, all nations, all kindreds, all people, all language, just any whatever you want to think of, tribes, whatever. When you hear the sound of harp, sound, all kinds of music, this instrument, that instrument, you bow down and worship my image, then you are okay. But whosoever will not bow down and worship will be thrown at that same time into a fiery furnace. But when they said you will have to become one of us, listen to the prophet. It will have been all right with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego if they wanted to become one of them, but never would they become one of them. That's a message to you and me now. Because this is a reading for our example. When we see people in the old time, under the blood of goats and bulls, when the Lamb of God, the real Lamb of God, has not come to shed his blood, but there was something in them. Amen. There was something in them. They had revelation of the word of the living God in their heart. Because why? They were received of Abraham. They remember the promise of God. So they were not ready to bow down to any image. Listen, church, let us ponder and meditate over and over and over and over. If we will go back to those sermons, we have been told that, look, you know, the time of the boycott is at hand. Hey, it will come unto you, it will come unto me. Nobody's going to escape it. May God help us. Remember, the Bible said there are two kinds of people. Those that have the mark of God, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their soul, and those who reject it, which is the mark of the beast. Alright? God help us. So neither will they, but never will they become one of the aliens. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are pilgrims here. We are strangers. This is not your home. This is not my home. You can only be born here as known as Nigeria. We are not Nigerians. We are born from heaven. Boys, girls, young and old. May God help us. It shall be all right for Shadrach and Meshach, let me go, to want to be one of them. But they will remember that, look, there were people before them. When they left their country, when they left their place of abode, and were seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God, they will remember that, look, oh, if those people have been mindful of where they came out from, then those people have had the opportunity to return. But because there was something in them, Abraham, our father, laid the foundation for them as an example. May God help us, church. Then the people that are following, we live at that same example. They will never follow nor become one of the aliens. Now, they said, if you don't do it, we've got a door out here to a furnace that we can open up and throw you into it. And you will wish you will have become one of us. No matter how much the devil tried to threaten a child of God, you cannot burn the Holy Spirit out of a child of God. Amen. Amen. There was something in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And today there is something in a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God, that will not make them to compromise. Don't forget that the woman said, with God, there is no compromise with God. And there is no compromise on the part of a true Christian. Talking about a true Christian, a Holy Ghost filled man, a Holy Ghost filled woman, a Holy Ghost filled boy, a Holy Ghost filled girl. There is no compromise in them. No matter what, they are not going to give up. Oh man, they remember our fathers, our fathers, whose faith, our heart, the children, is being turned to. Hallelujah. Because that's what most of the messenger coming in this age, Elijah was sent to us. God bless you, my brother, my sister. Oh my, listen. Yeah, out there to a furnace that we can open up and throw into it, and you will wish you have become one of us. They remember the promise. They march them right down to the fiery furnace. Don't forget that, look, when they came, when they brought them, when they went and reported them. Because Satan, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel was not there when they were passing through their trial. Are you there? Daniel was not there. And they were not there when Daniel was passing through his own trial. May God help us, church. So it is individual. Pastor may not be there. Associate may not be there. Husband may not be there. Wife may not be there. Papa may not be there. Mama may not be there. It is going to be you alone. It's going to be me alone. Oh, church, may God help us. Praise the Lord. And when they opened the door, because why? When? What did you say that the people didn't bow down? You are the one that put them in the, to be this one, the province and things like that. They didn't regard you. They didn't bow down and worship your image. What? Bring them in his rage, in his fury, in his anger. Is it true that you not bow down to my image? If you are ready now, Christians will not be ready to bow down, to compromise their faith. Amen. If you are ready now, where? If not there, what was the answer of Shetan, Meshach, Abednego? They spoke at the same time. King, you are not careful. I will be kissed. Let you die. No, you know, on you. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. Our God, who we serve, will deliver us. Even if he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down. But Abraham said, they have had experience of answer to prayer in the time past. Yes, sir. May God help us. It's a prayer answering God. If he answered yesterday, he's still answering today, he will answer tomorrow. He answers all the time. But now, the thing is, if he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down. Church, God help us. And when they opened the door and threw them into the flames, their enemy that were consumed there, they possessed the gate of their enemy. God sent his son into those flames of fire and cooled the breezes and talked with them while they were in there. God's promise held true. They possessed the gate of the enemy. Tested first, then they possessed the gate of the enemy. Amen. Listen, God made a difference. Go to 29, please. God made a difference, showing what did believe and what did not believe. Hallelujah. Because they were not the only Hebrews that were there, that were taking captive, thousands of them. But these four took a stand. God bless you. There, always, there are three crowds of people. That is, the unbeliever, the made believer, and the believer. But God has a way of proving who is a believer. That believer stands firm on what God says to be the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh man. Listen to the word of God here. Paragraph 140. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. I hope you have gotten something here for us. I believe God is speaking to us here. That this is an example for you and me to follow. Because these things were written for us. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Paragraph 140. Alright. 140. The Hebrew children, it was becoming to them after they had taken their stand for God. It was becoming to them that they didn't care about the fiery furnace.
Hallelujah.
Under that trial, what did they care? They are taking a stand. That is what God is expecting of you and me today. My brother, my sister, in your place of work, in your business, there is no compromise, you know, in the path of a or the path of a true Christian, thus yet the prophet. Under trial, troubles, heartache, death, sickness, sorrow, I will cast my love on Jesus Christ to take my stand. On Christ as only God, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Everything else is sinking. Kingdoms will fall, and nations will break, and denominations will scatter, and theologians will die. But God's word will ever remain the same. Oh yes. Where is the kingdom of Babylon today? Where is Nebuchadnezzar today? Abashewa? Where is he today? His bones have become dust. Oh yes. Or we say have become ashes. Where are those kingdoms today? Where are those dictators today? Man will die and rot. But the word of God remains the same. Yet it was becoming to them that they took their stand, and it was becoming to them after taking a stand that they remained on their stand. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me come down. 146. Nobody's talking about Tundo. If you have confessed that Tundo, if you are coming to be prayed for, you must make sure that the word of God is true. You cannot fail. Just, but on the account of our time, after you once made a confession, you must stay with your confession. That's right. Amen. It is becoming you as a Christian, as a believer, to stay with your conviction. It's just an admonition. It's just an exhortation towards this evening. May God help us. This is the word before us. Like Brother Sammy before me, we say, I'm not saying my own word. I'm saying the word of God. May God bless our soul. That is the thing, though. Brothers and sisters, there is a chorus that was coming to my heart that we used to sing in the SP. I said, maybe I should call. Do I call any of the song leaders of Brother Sammy? Who would I call? The end of it is, no circumstances can change my decision. Anybody know it? The end of it is, no circumstances can change my decision. The circumstances of the fiery furnace could not change the stand and the decision of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No circumstances can change the decision of a true son of God, a true daughter of God. That is why people that are going to water these days, let me remind us, have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world should be behind you, the cross before you. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow Christ. No turning back, no turning back. There is no compromise on the part of a true Christian. My brother, my sister, when if after you have taken your stand, stay with your conviction. But the Bible said, don't let the devil push you up here and push you there. You must have a stand for Christ. Things will get more worse than before. Oh, goodness. Your own will be different from mine. My eyes will be different from yours. I want to remind us again before we close. Brother Timothy Ashon used to say, say, God did not place your trial, your testing somewhere that you go and begin to peep through the window What is next thing coming to me? When it comes, it comes. But God gives strength to his people to be able to pass through whatever comes their way. Our God is able to deliver us from every trial, from every testing, from any heartache, from every trouble, from any sickness, any disease, whatever come our way, God is able. Our God is able. We don't just sing that song for singing sake. Emotionally, we must sing with revelation. Our God is able to deliver those who trust in him. Oh my! My brother, my sister, Jesus came into the fire. Hallelujah. Before they landed there. Oh my, Jesus came in there, become the first one. Ever before they landed there, he just came there, just cool. With that little palm front that he gathered when he was coming down, he just began to find the place. They hit, very furnace. He said 7 times. Rabbi said, if it had been 1 billion times that it was hit there, he could not have burned them. May God help you, my brother. May God help you. May help you, my sister. Help each one of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus came in there before they came in. Jesus is always ahead of everything. The angel of the Lord encouraged them about that fear him and delivered them. Hallelujah. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he delivered last time, he will deliver you still. He's still delivering. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness by staying with the word of God. Today, it is becoming unto you to fulfill all righteousness. It is becoming unto workers to fulfill all righteousness. It is becoming unto every husband to love their wife. That is fulfill all righteousness. It is becoming unto every sister housewife to obey their husbands. It is becoming unto you children to obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. It is becoming unto you students never to cheat in your exam. It's becoming unto you never to compromise. Oh my, the devil has been put to shame. Oh my, we rejoice in the Almighty God, our Father, for what he has done concerning this trouser issue. He will come to do more. Listen, God, if God answers prayer concerning this trouser issue, we are not stopping here, though. We are still praying because Satan will want to hear his ugly hair. We have not had anything yet from the NYC authority. But whether they like it or not, God's truth must be veiled. And the word of God is prevailing. Because Satan, in that scripture that we read the other time, Revelation, and he prevailed not. So he will never be able to prevail over any of God's children. That's why when I called 2 sisters the other time, the last Sunday I was ministering. Because when they took their stand, and people are still taking their stand. That instead of them to go and be wearing trousers to compromise, because when they are not seeing eye watching every move. May God help us. God bless you, church. But the man said, don't let Satan push you here, push you there, and you are all modulo. So confused, don't know where you are standing. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. You are always off the main road. You are always in and out. Oh, goodness me, I don't know. Is it because of lack of, and people will come to church and be shouting, Amen! Amen! And no stand. No stand for the word of God. When God finished preaching the other about 2 months ago, somebody came into the room, was asking questions. When he was answered, when his question was answered, we never see him again here. God gave witness, we have read, to those who believe and those who does not believe. May God help you. May God help me. Time will tell. My brother, my sister, it is becoming unto you, it is coming unto me, to fulfill your righteousness. Amen. But the man said, we should not be tossed here, we should not be tossed there. The man said, you don't know where you are going. And that is the way you can't stay nowhere. No one can have confidence in you. You've got to stand. Amen. And when you are done all you can do to stand, then stand. Stand for this truth. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away unfulfilled. Amen. Just keep on standing. That's right. We must do that. It becoming to us that we do it. We stop. Amen. It is becoming unto you and me to do it. Do what? To take our stand and remain in our stand for the word of God. Oh my. Church, God help us. I say, God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have just come back from the convention. God has been so wonderful. God has been so good to us. It has been so glorious. Like it was said the last day of the meeting, that look, you know, it become more glorious. We are advancing by the grace of God. God bless you, saints. All you in the kitchen, God bless you. All our brothers and sisters, God bless you. Because you did marvelously. Only God can reward you. Hostel accommodation, what do they call you now? Accommodation what? Allocator. God bless you. God bless you. God bless those who, that were assigned to pack the things back, nothing missing. My young brother, when I was here on Monday, inside that rain, you didn't want the rain to beat those things. Quickly, you mean, before I know what is happening, I just say, let me just say, whether they left those things inside the rain, I found that nothing was there again. God bless you. Oh, listen, brothers and sisters, like Brother Sam said the other day, the last Monday, you are not working for man. You are not working for pastor, not working for associate, you are not working for anybody to see. This is not a nice habit, something. What I say, look, I commend you, brothers. Young brother, God bless you. Allocators, sisters, brothers, God bless you all. Oh my, the brothers in the study, in the kitchen, sisters in the kitchen, all of you, goodness me. Only God can reward you. Yeah, man may not be able to reward you, but only God can reward you. I say, God bless you all. It's so wonderful, so wonderful. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, I want to thank God for the convention committee also. It's wonderful. Each time we are praying for them, when they are holding meeting there, just with a few Sundays, God bless you all. Chairman, allocator, convention committee, God bless you, every one of you. Our officers, God bless you. It's so wonderful. Only God can reward you. Amen and amen. Man may not see what you have done, but God sees everything you have done. We thank God for the success of this convention. It's so wonderful. You see how God answered prayers? See the people that God brought in to preach? Even the morning devotion, there are blessings. It goes to show that God answered prayers. Yeah, it isn't man that selected the preacher. Our prayer is, God, help our pastor and his associate. It's not just for high service. It's not just to see somebody behind the pulpit. God, help our pastor. That's my own prayer. Help our pastor, help his associate. We need to choose the right person. Did God help them? Brothers and sisters, God still answer prayers. So if God did such a wonderful thing, people's vehicle broke down, but God made a way for them to be there. I said, God, those that were ordained unto eternity, those that were ordained before the foundation of the world, because I know how hard time is. Let them bring them, Lord. Did he bring them? Oh, that's our God, you know. This convention, these 41 years now, it is not man-made. Brothers and sisters, may God help us to always have our confidence and trust in our God. It's not for Pastor Matthew to be popular. No. No, no, that is not the achievement. His achievement is for the believers to come together, to come and hear the word of God from them. Listen, church, I used to appreciate God. This convention has produced Holy Ghost team men and women. This convention has produced ministers. Holy Ghost team ministers. Not Jacob minister. No. I say Holy Ghost minister. Holy Ghost team ministers. Apostles, prophets, evangelists. Did I mention prophet? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because listen, church. God help me. I'm not trying to be a critic. We are still praying. We want to see this prophetic office in its true perspective. I'm telling you, that's my prayer all the time. Let us pray. God bless you, brothers and sisters. We have come back. Commit yourself unto God. Lord, help me. Young boys, young girls. But as Sam has said it twice behind this sacred desk, it is not, you are not too small to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. No. You must be serious. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. With what you are doing, God, in whichever way I'm not yet fulfilling your righteousness, be merciful to I need you. Help me, Lord. He's here to help you. And he will help you. People that came with honest, sincere heart, God did not pass them by. While he was blessing his people, while he was giving salvation to his people, while he was giving healing to his people, God did not pass them by. God will not pass you by. But if you have not been honest enough, if you have not been sincere enough, as long as you still have breath in your nose, it is not yet too late. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting the captives free. Lord, I need you. Whatever I'm passing through, trying time in my life, trying time in my work, trying time in my business, Lord, help me. I will never give up. I'm going to take a stand and remain on my stand for you and your word and your word alone. Lord, help me. I need him too. Oh my. It wasn't because the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't see the fiery furnace. They saw it. They saw it. Koro with their eyes, they saw it. They heard what the king said, and the people obeyed the king, the word of the king, that they should double it 7 times. But remember, the prophet said, if it has been doubled 1,000,000 times, he said, because you cannot burn the Holy Ghost out of a Christian. Oh, what a stand, what an example they are for unto you and me today. No wonder the Bible said that they, through faith, they quench the fiery furnace of fire. Oh my, fiery trial. Our Papa, Apostle Peter said, "Beloved, thinking not strange concerning the trials, how hard it is you are passing through. Difficult time, troublous time. As if something is, that is a strange thing to us. When we suffer for him, we are going to meet him up there in glory. One of these days, it will soon be over. Oh Lord, help me. Brother, sister, Hold your testimony of what God did for you in this convention, this last convention. Hold your testimony fast before the Almighty God. Don't let the devil sway you here, sway you there. Oh, nothing has happened to you. It's just a gimmick. Tell him, I know what God has done for me in my heart. As a person, I have a testimony, I have a witness of God in my soul. I won't turn back. Oh my. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Whatever healing God has performed in the system of your body, stand your ground. I say, thank you, Jesus. Resist your symptom and refuse your feeling. Thus hear the messenger of God to you and me. Resist your symptom. Don't you that come for that only bow? No, I go around. Call. Onko don le ma share ninu agbara re ko nti woli so fun wa temi niyan. Amen. I am strong in the Lord because Jesus has corrected every abnormalities in my kidneys, in my lungs, in my liver, in my colons, in my intestines, both large and small. Oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. Arthritis is not mine no more. Stomach ulcer is a thing of the past. Can you raise up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for it? Each time you are told anywhere you are. Oh my, oh my. Please, brother, stand your ground. Sister, let's stand our ground. As for me and my house, the Lord we will serve. And ye shall be saved, and your offspring with you. The preacher dropped something on Friday evening, or Saturday morning. That look, if there is anything that concerning our children, no matter what the life they are living, just know this for sure. Oh my, what a statement. No matter how wayward, how bad they may be, whatever heartache, whatever headache they are giving to you, yes, I've committed them to the hands of the Lord, they shall be saved. I want to call on the pastor, sir, to come and bless this audience.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you very much, Lord, for the period we've been away to the CAP meeting. Thank you for bringing your people from far and near, protection and care upon your people. Even after the CAP, you have returned everybody safely. We have had good news all through. You have been doing this for us over the years. We are very grateful to you. We want to ask, O God, that the blessings that we receive from the CAP, may they be permanent in our lives. The healings we receive, O God, may they be permanent, Lord. The deliverances, may they be permanent. The baptism of the Holy Ghost may continue to take us from glory unto glory. Thank you for the things that you did. We are very grateful to you. Our Master, thank you for bringing us tonight. Thank you for the words of exhortation that has gone forth Thank you for the words of encouragement. We are very grateful, Father. The prophet has taught us, O God, that we should not look at our status, but we look at the promise that God has made. May you give us grace to look away from symptoms and look at your promises, O God. Know that you are God and not a man. Whatever you have promised, you are big enough. You are faithful enough to bring it to manifestation. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We still look unto you, dear Master, Savior divine, that all that we are waiting for, full manifestation of it, O God, may you help us to confess positively and not negatively, O God. Thank you, Father. Where the enemy comes in whichever form, Lord, to make us to do contrary, may you resist that, Lord. We look unto you for the rest of the service. Make it a blessed demo. Inspire and anoint us to pray and become saints. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Let's meditate upon it. May the Holy Ghost minister to us through his Psalm, hymn 91. Again. It's a confession. It's individual confession. Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I pay the water, this world is adieu. I started in Jesus and I'm going.
the waves. The Lord is Christ. Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for bringing us back to your house after the convention. Grateful unto you for the abundance of blessings that you showered upon us, Lord, and our testimonies from your people in and out of your goodness and mercies. Thank you, O God, for those who have traveled and you saw them through to their destinations, those who are still on the journey or behind, when they will be going, may you also take them safely. Lord, you have blessed us already. Lord, we just trust that none of us will lose the blessing, O God. May your spirit water us in our hearts. Let the Holy Spirit quicken us to the right attitude, O God. When the enemy will want to come to steal any of the blessings, may you stand for your children. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the service tonight and the blessings. We are grateful unto you for your mercies and your blessings. Thank you for examples, Lord, in the scriptures that have been recorded, Lord, for our benefit, Lord, for our encouragement, Lord, to be able to help us to know how to also serve you in our own time. We pray for grace that you give to those people. I was under the blood of animals, of bulls and goats. We are operating under the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us greater grace, Heavenly Father, that our testimony will shine more than theirs even. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you for the request, both written that was read and the ones from the slide. We ask, O God, that the faith that we have need of to possess the blessings given to every one of us. Lord, as we dismiss to return back to our homes, you brought us safely, may you take us back home safely. By whichever means each one of us are going home, may your grace see us through. The rest of the week is in your hand. May you be with us, Father. Lord, the bodies that are tired after the convention, may you continue to strengthen your people. Lord, by your grace on Sunday when we meet again, may we receive more of your blessings. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. I think this Saturday is the wedding that we'll be announcing. Is it not? So on Saturday, the wedding of Sister Eunice Abolade and what's the name of the spouse? That's Zacchaeus. Bratosin, right? Okay. He's one of the interpreters in the convention. I think he interpreted twice or so. So, and that's at Bible Guest House at Samanda. We'll put also the soft copy of the invitation in the church group again for guidance to everyone. Those who are good with Google, Google can take them there. You can ask people that know the place to describe us. The Lord bless you. And let's be in prayers for the couple and their families. We have with us tonight Sister Diago and her children. Okay, that's one of the boys. Where is Sister Diago? She didn't stand up. Okay. That's Sister Diago. And we don't know. Maybe the other junior ones are with her there. All right. You're welcome. We also have Victoria Okwande also. That's the first daughter of her brother, Omata Okwande. Vicky, where are you? Stand up. When I saw Sharon Rose, the junior sister of Vicky, he's even bigger than... So when I just saw the two of them stand there, I was looking at them, they were this. When they greeted me, I was looking at them. And finally, I said, is this one Sharon Rose? Say yes. I said, what? the rate when children grow is sometimes it will baffle you. that you will not be able to know them again. Sister Smia, God bless you. Well, we thank God for the conversion. Sunday we'll be able to greet ourselves more. Baba has given appreciation to almost everyone. God bless you richly. So we meet at Samanda on Saturday, and then on Sunday we'll meet there by God's grace. Shall we rise? Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will act our feet. Or whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in them. Oh, at the name of Jesus, Satan has to be God and power. We God and power. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we God and power. The power in the name of the Lord, we got the power, we got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, because we got the power. In the name of the Lord, oh, we are able to go up and take the country, oh, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, oh, for God will surely give us victory, our victory. Righteous side, move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side, move on to the righteous side of God.